Initiated startup sequence.
Onboard computers are now transitioning into the terminal countdown configuration.
Welcome to Throttle Up.
3, 2, 1, 0. Booster ignition and liftoff.
It's time for all of us to get throttled up.
Roger, go on, throttle up.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Throttle Up program. I am your host, Jeff Grillo, here to encourage, empower, and inspire you. Today, a serious topic, but a very necessary one in my somewhat humble opinion. Listen, we're going to be talking about the brevity of life and getting in touch with your mortality and hopefully open up your eyes a little bit that, you know, hey, we don't have forever. I looked up some statistics today to share with you so I could have a somewhat intelligent perspective to share with you on the matter. And according to answers.com and the World Population Bureau, latest statistics I could find as of 2010, so, you know, we're about 5 years out of date. But I think it'll be close enough, you'll get the point. But they say that an average of 156,000 people die every single year. 156,000 people. Get your head wrapped around that for a second. By way of comparison, ballpark, it's about the population of the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or Peoria, Illinois, or Tempe, Arizona, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Huntsville, Alabama. That is huge. We don't notice it so much because, you know, these 156,000 people are spread out over the entire globe and a current population of some 7 billion plus people. But if you were able to kind of corral them all, it's a little more noticeable now, is it not? I think we'd notice if the entire population of Fort Lauderdale just fell over and passed away today, or any of those other cities I mentioned. That's about four times almost the population of the city I live in. That's crazy. Absolutely insane. And, okay, dude, why are you telling us this? Why are you bringing us down, Jeff? Well, not trying to bring you down. Just trying to put things in perspective. King Solomon put it this way. In Ecclesiastes, he asked the question, you know, what is a man? What does he amount to? Our life is nothing. It's a vapor in the wind. We're a wave tossed in the ocean. We are pretty small and tiny in the grand scheme of things. And most of us tend to ignore our mortality. And understandably so, it's kind of a scary thing. I mean, who wants to think about dying? You know, I'm a believer that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah, and I believe that I am in the best possible scenario and look forward very much with my whole heart and being of one day being able to spend eternity in heaven with him. That's awesome. And it's kind of a funny saying that I've heard many times. I didn't come up with it, but it's kind of funny how everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. So it's not the afterlife necessarily that is the problem, certainly not for me, hopefully not for you, but it's the how do we get there part. And just real briefly, I want to share with you an experience I had when I was 21 years old. That is a lot of years ago, more than 21 to be exact, or vague, I guess would be a better description. Thing is, I'm not telling you how old I am, but it's been more years since the incident I'm about to share than I had actually experienced before the incident. So, but I was 21 years old, and when I found out that I had not one, but two forms of cancer, I guess that was my version of the daily double back then. And one of the malignancies was embryonal carcinoma, which I later found out to, at the time, have a 90% kill rate. 90% of people that get that cancer do not survive. It's an unbelievable statistic, and when I was told that I had it, I didn't realize that, although my oncologist did give me two choices. He said, based on all of the testing, you can do nothing, and you might survive 1 year. You might. I didn't like that. I said, keep talking. He said, plan B is a scarier option, and it sounds horrible, and it is horrible. He said, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But because of the stage that your cancer is actually in at the moment, he believed, and as it turns out, correctly so, that I probably had a better than 90% chance of beating it. And as it turns out, years later, I was unable to get life insurance for, I think it took me about 13 years after the fact, I was finally able to get life insurance. And I admit the oncologist that treated me at the hospital I was volunteering years after, and I told him about my trouble trying to get life insurance. And he said, listen, Jeff, you just need to invest wisely. And I asked him, I said, why? What are you talking about? He said, Jeff, as he put his arm around me with a big smile on his face, that there are no survivors from what you had. And I, at that moment, was very thankful he didn't share that at the time I was being treated. I may have bought into a defeatist mentality and accepted what I probably would have convinced myself in my head was inevitable. But instead, he gave me hope, and I clung to the hope. So I guess there's a couple lessons here today is, you know, be careful what you latch onto. Be careful what you allow yourself to believe. This world is upside down. Things are not always as they seem. God forbid you get a bad diagnosis. Remember, the doctors are human. They call it a practice for a reason. I have the utmost respect for doctors. And any time I have so much as a little something that just ain't quite right, believe you me, I'm like a scared little girl, and I'm right there right away. Hey, doc, what do you think of this? What's this? What's going on? I actually had my oncologist tell me one time. This is probably within the first year or two after my treatment. I'm telling you, I went in for everything. Part of it was because, you know, I couldn't see so good. But I remember one time he looked and, I'm afraid you're going to survive this one, Jeff. Like, really? Oh, that's good. What is it? Looks like an ingrown hair. I kid you not. That is the truth. Oh, man. Anyway, number one lesson I want you to take away today is don't always accept a bad diagnosis. Even if it is accurate, it really is important for you to believe not what man says about you, but what the Bible says about you. Okay, Proverbs 23, I believe it is, such as a man think in his heart, so is he. You believe you're going to die and this is it? Well, guess what? Your body will follow after your beliefs. Conversely, if even if in the midst of a terrible diagnosis, you believe with all your heart and you focus on the good report in the Word of God, I'm not going to guarantee you'll survive, but I promise you, you will either survive longer or your quality of life, at the very least, will improve for whatever time you have left. It's a mindset, it truly is. But again, to quote King Solomon, we are a vapor in the wind, wave tossed on the ocean, here today, gone tomorrow. So the other point I want to bring out is because our lives are so brief on this earth, and we don't know how long we have. I mean, I was 21 with that diagnosis. I may have not made it to 22. Had I delayed in seeking treatment, had I not been such a scaredy cat and averse to pain that I was experiencing, I may well have not been here today to talk to you. So get in touch with that. Not that to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid. But use it to your advantage. Hey, if I were to get a diagnosis today, God forbid, may it not be. Well, what would I do differently? What's truly important? It's an amazing exercise of your mind to engage in such thoughts. It's not weird. It's not defeatist. It's not having a death wish. It's prioritizing and finding out what's truly important to you. I think on people's deathbeds, I don't think you ever hear people saying, I wish I spent more time at the office. I wish I traveled more for work. I wish I... You fill in the blank. But I think more often than not, you hear things like, I wish I had spent more time with my family. I wish I had, you know, spent more time reading the words, spent more time helping others. Now, I'm not going to sing. I've done that in the first two episodes, and the response was underwhelming, let me just say that. But it's like that song goes, you know. What is the name of that song? Oh my gosh, it's totally escaping me. It's country song, and I'm not a country kind of guy. But, you know, I learned to love deeper, pray harder, give forgiveness I'd been denying. Live life like you're dying. That's what it is, I think. Anyway, that's a great song. Even for a rocker like me, you know what? That song is, it's kind of what it's all about. Set the priorities today. You don't have to wait till you got a diagnosis. You don't have to wait until tragedy strikes. Today, spend some time. Assess your life. Who are you? Who have you been this far? Who do you want to be going forward? With proper perspective on our time. We don't know how much time we have. Let's make it count. You were created for so much more than you were likely doing now. Now, that's not going to apply to everybody that's listening. But for most people, I believe that is the case, especially in America. We get into this rut. You know, we're supposed to go to school, go to college, get a degree, go to work for 30 years, get the gold watch, retire, and sit around wishing our kids had a better relationship with us, wishing they'd come visit us. Man, you hear that story way too many times. But put things in perspective. Get a fresh look at the future and then go for it. You were created for more. Listen, today's program is sponsored by The Goal Whisperer. Christine Bears is an amazing life and business coach that'll help you to reach your goals through not only goal setting, but also through accountability. Such an important part of the equation, and she's got it down. Reach out. Contact her today at thegoalwhisperer.com. That's thegoalwhisperer.com. We'll see you next week. Be sure to tell somebody about this podcast. Share it on your social media, and make sure you follow me at Twitter at Jeff Grillo Media. Bless you all. It's time for all of us to throttle up.
Throttle Up is a presentation of Jeff Grillo Media. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jeff Grillo Media or Twitter @Jeff Grillo Media. Email us throttleup@jeffgrillomedia.com.